If we don't, can someone in the background take attendance and let us know? But I believe that we do. So, officially calling the meeting to order. The first item I certainly would like to raise is to share that John Ward has passed away, and actually just thank John for the character and the resilience that he brought to the profession that he had, and thank him for his many years of service. And I think it would be appropriate for us to offer a moment of silence in his honor, and you will join me in that, taking time to give thought to the values and the work ethic that he brought into what he contributed, not only to Prague, but to the communities of Vernon and Granby, which he served. I would be honored, so we'll take this moment. Thank you. I also would ask you to, as leaders in your community, to send condolences to the family, or to do that online, just to let them know that they're thought about and we're in our thoughts and our prayers. I think that would be appropriate and meaningful for them. So the first order of business is the approval of the February 24th, 2021 meeting minutes.
I would so move, Madam Chair. John Coleman.
John Coleman moves. Do I have a second?
Second.
Lori.
Second. Coleman.
Any items for discussion on the minutes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I don't know if you wanted to recognize public comment, if there was any.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you, Lyle, for bringing that up. You can keep me on task here. Is there anyone that would like to make a public comment? If not, thank you. We'll move on. There is some correspondence within the handouts. Lyle, you might as well just go right into your summary and talk a little bit about the ACIR testimony that you've presented, and talk a little bit further to anything else. And
sure.
It's nice to have you back, Lyle.
Thank you. Yep. I'm ready for my Pirates of the Caribbean audition, as I say. So on Monday, Brendan Sharkey offered testimony on behalf of the Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations. I helped write it. I'm the vice chair of ACIR. This is a governor's bill, and why I wanted to highlight this, it will take the Regional Performance Incentive Program and reprogram it to be a bit more aggressive on regional cooperation. Obviously, it's still voluntary by towns, but would program that money into a larger scale regional service sharing effort. So that was the testimony. I wanted to just share it. That was generally favorable response from the committee, and I believe it will continue being a governor's bill. I think it will get good coverage in the General Assembly. So that was, I guess, the first item. The second one is we had the briefing, as you recall, several board meetings ago on the Hartford 400 infrastructure. The article by Tom Condon has been it's going to be republished in the Current, and I'll ask Laura to make sure that we put the link to a new video. A lot of us like to see things in video. There's a new link to the visualization. There it is there. But maybe we can put it in a readable form in the minutes. But there's actually a really interesting couple of minutes video that goes over the whole process. So I just wanted to highlight that as a second item on correspondence. In terms of other aspects, I don't know if there are any questions on my monthly report. I provided those to you. I won't necessarily brief it unless you had particular questions. It's a wealth of information. If you ever want to know what the heck's going on at CROG, there's a lot of information on there, which is very handy. The other piece I'd note, Madam Chair, is the $1.9 trillion federal program We'll be getting a U.S. Department of Treasury guidance memo in the next week or 10 days, and that's where the fine print is. And so questions about eligibility of funding and so forth should be elaborated a lot more. So the Treasury Department guidance is actually very, very critical, almost as critical as the bill. And obviously when that memo comes out, CCM Cost and Krog and others are going to look at what that contains and what implications there are for us. And so we're waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. And again, there's a statutory deadline, and I don't recall off the top of my head, but there's a very specific date by which Treasury has to do it, and it's coming up pretty quickly. So I just wanted to mention that as an important memo coming down the road. And so the only other thing I'd report on is we are working on the annual meeting for June 2nd and are shopping for annual speakers. We're, the sort of theme that we put together is the, you know, stepping up or responding to the challenges in the past year and then going forward. And so we're all ears in terms of potential keynote speakers that are positive and uplifting that lead us to the next year. So that concludes my report, Madam Chair, and I'm open to questions.
Any questions for Lyle? No, but we all are anxious to see the U.S. Treasury document that's going to be the guide on how we can utilize and implement some of our dollars that have been allocated to our individual community. In regards to what Lyle had mentioned about the annual meeting, was there anyone that had any thoughts on that? I know, Lyle, you're kind of shaping the resiliency and kind of comeback as a, and did you have anything particular in mind? I know that the Biden's administration in the in Washington are definitely available for and always good to kind of bring to the table. We've been having regular meetings with kind of little snippets of meetings with some of many of the offices through the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the Democratic National team. So I don't know if there's any kind of particulars that you want to bring to bear in that department for utilization, but that is an option as well. So,
especially Madam Mayor, if there are names, I'm sorry.
Especially if they're virtual.
Yeah, I think we could ask for people to give us 15 minutes virtually that we perhaps couldn't get otherwise. But if there are names from the U.S. Conference of Mayors consultations with the administration or National League of Cities or others that you think are particularly good presenters and have good things to say, please share those with us or you bumped into other people. I guess the idea we're suggesting here is to look at the next year in terms of bouncing back and who might be able to give us a good message as we go into the next year to try and get out of the trough we've been in for the last almost exactly 12 months. So we're all ears, and the federal government's one source, but we're all ears for others right now, Madam Chair.
How about the Secretary of Transportation?
I was just thinking that myself.
If we could get him.
Ex-mayor.
Yep.
He's been out on the hustings already. He's been, sounds great when I hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I think we could actually get him. I think they're very available. I think it would be interesting, especially as they start to pass more legislation and allocation of funding.
Working on a $3 trillion bill right now, so.
I know.
That's a great suggestion. Yep.
Right. We know we want a lot of that money for lots of good things. So. Is that it, Lyle?
That's it, Madam Chair.
Okay. So is the PowerPoint going back up to be my guide, or am I looking at my agenda? There we go. Okay, so in regards to monthly reports that were sent out, I hope you all took the opportunity to kind of peruse them. I don't know if there's anything critical, Peter, that you want to raise, or if you just, does anyone have any questions on their municipal services? Seeing no, we'll move on. What about in regards to policy and planning? Was there any questions? Public safety and homeland security. I don't know if Cheryl has any questions on that. Although they did just amend the police accountability bill, if anyone's following that, it does allow our police better protection and the ability to respond appropriately without a lag of time that would put them in jeopardy. So that's all good. And John Coleman on the Transportation Committee, anything to offer?
We're good.
We do have a TIP amendment later on, so we'll bring that up later. Yep. Metro Hartford Alliance, is David Griggs on the call? Or Becky here? I didn't review. I speak up if you're on. I hear something. Am I?
I do not believe that they're on, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. And as Alex Johnson, Capital Workforce Partners.
No.
I don't see Alex. Okay. So we have a presentation today. We have Dawn Parker, who's the director of Unite Connecticut. He's going to do a presentation to us. So
Dawn is currently delayed. So if we could move to the action items first.
We certainly can. So for the purposes of the first item that we will be taking up, we have, who's going to be doing it, Tim or Rob?
I think I am, Madam Mayor.
Oh, John, okay.
It came out of the Transportation Committee.
It's an action resolution authorizing PROG to commission a bike share feasibility study.
Right, and it has been endorsed and is recommended for approval by the Transportation Committee. There is recommended amendment in the resolve clause, and the process I've been directed to do is first to get the motion on the floor. So I would move approval of the resolution.
So moved by John. Do I have a
second?
Motion by John. Second. A discussion?
I think Chip seconded it.
No. Yep. Discussion, I said.
Mayor, if we could propose just a slight change in the language of instead of saying agency funds to say regional services grant or the regional or agency regional program fund, so it's more specific, that would be helpful.
This is an amendment to the original resolution from 2014 that we're changing the language from the original to the original?
No, to this current one.
It's in the now therefore be it resolved clause, Madam Mayor, on the second line. It's expending up to $50,000 of agency funds. They want to clarify agency funds and change that wording to regional services grant funding or CROG's regional funds.
So we have an amendment.
I would propose that amendment.
Second.
Second. So discussion. So for discussion purposes, can I just ask a few questions in regards to this? Because I thought we had gone through a whole bike share discussion and the selection was done. Can someone bring us up to speed on where we are with that?
I'll start, Madam Mayor. We did. And where we wound up originally with any of the vendors that we had selected or gone with have all gone out of business. They did not succeed. And the model that was put in place, which was a private sector only model, has not proven to be successful. And so the interest is to go back out again and see if there's a new model that may work for the region.
And the $50,000 worth of agency funds would be used to?
That would be used to study the current landscape of how places are implementing bike share in the current environment. Things have changed a bit since COVID and recently with other technologies.
And do you have someone in mind that's going to do that?
I believe we'd go out for an RFP for that.
Okay. Yep. And I'm sure, I think Matt has his hand up. I don't know if it's deliberate, but yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt, I don't see you. Yep, Matt, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Matt Hart, Town of West Hartford. And I guess following up on that question to Rob, are we going to be looking at the scooter issue as part of that? I know that's a challenge for some of us.
I'm going to defer to Tim Malone. to bring that up?
Yeah, we certainly can look at that scooter issue if towns are interested. There is going to be a scooter share pilot program in Hartford starting this spring and summer. And so I think that if that is going on at the same time that we're doing the study, it'd be good to look at the results of that, see how that's going, and also look at some national trends. But that is certainly something that we could look at if towns are interested.
Thank you, Tim. Just as a quick follow-up, our issue is actually we're concerned about scooters. And it seems like that's all people are providing these days. If they're going to give you bikes, they want you to take the scooters as well. And that's been the stumbling block for us.
Yep. And that is the reason that one of the reasons that our original program that we did through the RFP fell through was the vendor that we had chosen. They went out of business. Part of their business was purchased by another company, but they only wanted the scooters. They didn't want the bikes. So that was a big stumbling block. And that's been a national trend. Scooters make money, bikes don't.
All right, thank you.
Well, if that's the case, I like bikes, but why are we trying to fight water going downhill?
So the idea would be to look at different models. So there are other models, like up in Pioneer Valley, they have a more publicly run system where it's not being done for profit. They have, you know, some funding through like CMAC and some other programs to purchase the bikes. And then the program is sustained through user fees. That being done by a public entity and not for profit has worked for them for the past few years. They're able to do it without having to turn to scooters. But just the for-profit models where they just dump a bunch of bikes on the streets and hope that user fees pay for them, they've pulled out of those in order to focus on scooters, because scooters just make so much more money.
Okay.
Thank you. We'd be looking at different publicly run models for the most part.
Madam Chair, this is Peter Souza.
Yes, Peter, go right ahead.
Tim or Rob, could you just outline a little bit what the scope of work is? Is actually coming up with a business plan? I guess I'm a little bit confused on where $50,000 would be expended in the scope, in the delivery of product.
Sure. So the original study that we had was a feasibility study, and it looked at a number of issues, including potential ridership, where the bike share system would occur, and then also looked at different revenue models and business models. And so what this would be doing is really updating just that business model portion of it. And so we don't actually anticipate using the entire 50,000, but we, you know, just want it there in case. It's really a mini update. The original study only cost $50,000. So to update that, we would really just be looking at, you know, the current systems that are working. You know, what are the business models they're using? You know, what's the ownership model? What revenue are they relying on? And, you know, what sort of gap, if any, is there? Is there a public finance that has to go into that? And so we can really just get a sense of, you know, this is, if we did want to move forward, this is what we'd be looking at, instead of just going in kind of blind.
Thank you, Tim. That answers my question. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? If none, I guess we'll move to approve the amended resolution. Do we have to approve the amended resolution?
I think we have to vote on the amendment first, Madam Mayor, and then...
Okay. We have a motion to approve the resolution that's been presented to us, the amended resolution.
Aye.
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 Seconded by Lori. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, help me here. Do I have to go back to the original motion?
Yep.
Yep.
Even though this is, okay. So I have a motion to approve the original resolution authorizing Prague to commission a bike share feasibility study update.
As amended, Madam Chair.
As amended.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved by John. Second.
Second, Chris Edge.
Chris Edge, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That one has a little baffle there. I don't know. It didn't seem like it went in order, but anyway, whatever. Let's see. So the next, did I say all approved? I actually did. Okay. Number two is the resolution authorizing the execution of the subcontractor agreement between PROG and the Connecticut Department of Public Health. For that purposes, I recognize Tim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this resolution is a subcontractor agreement between CROG and Department of Public Health. We have an existing agreement with them for some funding through the CDC's SPAN grant program. Because we were doing really well in that program and because there was additional money made available due to the COVID emergency, they've offered us some additional funding under the Building Resilient Inclusive Communities program. This funding would be used in two communities, one in Hartford and then one in New Haven. This original program was a statewide program that CROG was doing on behalf of the state. And so this funding would be used in Hartford and New Haven. It's about $70,000, and it would provide enough money for one project in each of those communities to do some complete streets implementation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Just a comment. So DPH sends through funding to CROG for a complete street off of the CARET federal money?
Yeah, so this is ultimately it's CDC funding, but it's passed through the state.
All right. Any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. The next item is a approval of a resolution authorizing the execution of a master software service agreement with an urban footprint. For purposes, I recognize Tim Malone.
Yes, thank you again. So this resolution, we've been using Urban Footprint for a couple of years, and this resolution authorizes us to sign the master services agreement that they have, which is sort of like a terms and services agreement that you would have when you purchase any software or use a service on a website. They just require us to sign it. The reason that we have a resolution today is that the master services agreement changed slightly. They had some updates to the terms, and so we need to sign it again. And so this resolution would simply authorize us to do so.
And just as a footnote, Madam Chair, this is part of our scenario planning initiative. So this is part of the toolkit we need to make that work.
I also want to point out that this is federally funded. So this is, we are responsible for the match and for a small 10% share that's not used for transportation purposes. So the majority of it is funded through FHWA.
So in regard to that, there is no dollar amount identified within this. Can you kind of give us what the...
The software costs $15,000 for a year.
Thank you. We have a motion before us. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Madam Chair.
And second?
Second.
Second. Thank you, Chip. Any other questions or concerns? If none, I'll call for a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Thank you very much. The next item, resolution that we have before us is a resolution authorizing the execution of a memorandum of agreement with Sustainable CT. The purposes of the motion, Tim?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this resolution authorizes us to enter into a memorandum of agreement with Sustainable CT. The purpose of that memorandum is that CROG will be hosting one or more, possibly two, I believe, Sustainable CT Fellows. These are college students who are assigned to the region to help towns as they apply for sustainable CT certification. This is no cost to the region. We just have to host them probably mostly virtually this year as they contact towns and offer to assist them with the various actions in the sustainable CT program. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, now, this is interesting that Prague will host them. Certainly we've worked with them in the past, so they certainly have been very a good resource for us, especially as we go for our certification level. How do you find that flowing and working for Prague? In what capacity do you see them undertaking at Prague?
For the most part, they're self-directed. We simply provide them with a desk and resources like a computer and some other things. And also we provide them with contacts with the towns and, you know, make any introductions that are necessary. But they do most of the work themselves. And they just contact the towns, ask them what they need help with, and then provide that assistance.
Any questions for Tim? If not, I'll take a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Who was second? Chip.
John.
John. Who?
Okay. Chip moved.
Okay. Are you fighting each other for who moved?
Not us.
Absolutely.
Maybe retribution by John, you know, Chip.
Yeah.
The next item to come before us is...
also, we have to vote.
Oh, yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
That's a pretty meaty agenda. Opposed? None. Motion carried. The next item says action/discussion regarding Prague's role in the future of solid waste. This will be interesting.
So,
purposes of discussion, Pauline Yoder.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. The reason for this is, as most of you know, we have about 14 towns that are MIRA towns, and I'm sure all of you are aware of what's happening with MIRA. It's shutting down, and it needs an infusion of cash, which the capital, which DEEP has denied seeking, DEEP has also denied will or said that they will deny the use of MIRA as it currently stands as a transfer station. And the question is, what role should CROG play going forward? Originally, we were going to request a letter of some sort as an action item to be sent to the DEEP commissioner. But in looking at the issues, we didn't think that that would be sort of that would be effective. And so this is just a question for the board now in terms of what role do you want us to play? We do have CSWA, which has 7 towns in it. We have heard that MIRA will probably be doing an RFP on behalf of the MIRA towns, which is 50 some odd towns. But it's, I think everybody's very familiar with the project, but the issues, that's just a question for the board in terms of what role do you want us to play in this, if any.
Thank you for that. Comments?
Well, I have a real concern that this seems like we're completely ignoring the fact that we have trash. I understand the idea that we're going to make 60% recyclable from 40%. And assuming that that can happen, that you still got thousands of tons that need to get sent to some landfill, probably contaminated, that's going to come back with hazardous waste contamination of some other place in some other state that we're going to be sued about and required to pay in the future. So it seems to me we haven't dealt with the 40% that's the most problematic. And I would hope that at least as a region, we might be talking about this is the state is not proposing a solution at all. could almost dump it out your back door like a colonial and just say whatever, wherever it blows, it blows. So I'm not sure that we really have a solution from the state at all.
Any other comments?
Yeah, this is Chris Kervick. Having sustained my annual beatdown for bringing up the pay-as-you-throw option, you know, I stick my neck out there every year and I get beat up every year. But, you know, it's politically a nightmare to go that route. And I've been willing to try, but it's brutal. And so, you know, it seems that there's two potential roles is either for CROG to assist in that process in some way, but I don't really have a suggestion as to how they can make it any better. Or the second is maybe maybe CROG could get involved in a food waste program, which at least would remove a lot of weight from what's left. And Advanced CT has been, there's a food waste facility that's been shopping around for a location. And we were approached by, and maybe several others were, by Advanced CT as to whether or not we had a site. But that is an interim step that might at least, reduce some of the weight. And maybe there's a role for CROG in that. And now, you know, with avoiding or not taking the same beating the rest of us take over the full scale page or throw. That's just a thought as what one potential role.
Someone else?
Mayor Matt Hart in West Hartford.
Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you. So two points. One, I wonder if CROG could be helpful just from an education standpoint. You know, I know there are a number of groups working on this, CCM, DEEP, and others, but I'm just wondering if through a presentation or two, an education effort. You know, we do have Scott Shanley and some other experts too who could assist with that, just so that we're all aware of the issues facing our region in particular. So that's a suggestion. And then secondly, in response to Chris's points, we certainly feel your pain here in West Hartford when we've talked about pay-as-you-throw publicly. And there might be value in approaching that as a region, or at least a handful of towns working together, so we're not just leading off as individual communities. And the food waste component, to your point, is a very important element of that. So those are my two suggestions. One, CROG consider playing some sort of education role, first starting out with all of us, and we can talk about expanding that to the broader public. And then number two, if some number of us want to explore pay-as-you-throw, maybe we can do that as a group. Thank you.
And I'm sure, I think John Elsesser had his hand up.
Yeah. John?
I just want to disagree with Chip. I don't think the 60% recycling is either achievable or necessarily a good thing, because there is no recycling market either. So we can feel good and put it in a different color barrel, and at the end of the day, it's going to end up in the same waste stream and in the same landfill, because there's no place for it. So the state as a whole has decided that we're not going to only bury the trash, we're going to bury our head in the sand too. And it's just ridiculous. And I don't think that CROG wants to necessarily get in the middle of this politically running away like a chicken with your head cut off, that there is no solution. We're not going to look at it. And that's what they're doing. I mean, there are states like Des Moines, Iowa, which has developed and even Nova Scotia, which have developed plants to burn plastics to create diesel fuel. But we're not willing to look at anything. We're just not willing to look at anything. And there's no place to put it either.
Okay.
because of issues of past racial disparities and issues. So I don't know whether CROP wants to jump in beyond some of the suggestions of education and working together for maybe pay as you throw. But, you know, this is well beyond the Hartford region, and the state has shirked its responsibilities and come up with yet another nice report to make people feel good. And we can recycle those reports in a landfill in Ohio somewhere.
I agree. This isn't a town by town issue, although, you know, we are separate towns. It really is a state issue on how we're going to approach this. Any other discussion?
John, I completely agree with you. I don't think you can get to 60%. I just bet if you even could, you still have a huge problem that we're ignoring.
I don't know where we want to go with it.
Well, Madam Chair, we can digest this as staff and come back with a recommendation based on the suggestions that have been made today, if that works.
If you want an anaerobic digester, Lyle, you can't put food waste in it.
Because,
you know, we have a farm that wants to do that and wants to bring outside waste, and they're getting kickback. Oh, no, that's a different project. You can't make your farm sustainable by generating electricity with food waste. We wouldn't want to get rid of food waste.
Is that sarcastic?
John, just a reminder, kickback is a word we don't like to use in these.
You mean pushback, yes.
Well, we definitely are going to have further conversations on this. The way things are headed is really going to be a significant issue in all communities. Certainly some communities are better at abiding by even separating, but in my community, and I know in the city of Hartford, they don't even bring their trash to the recycling center. It's my understanding they go right to the burn plant because it's contaminated, and we're continually getting rejection too. So we have a significant issue as facing not only our community, but globally, the issue of waste and those products. And I think it's a state problem collectively.
Yep.
I think, Lyle, if you could just...
we'll bring some ideas back for the board to consider based on the suggestions today and see what we got.
Okay. Can I ask one other question, though, Lyle? I saw USA Recycling was doing a $30 million plant in Berlin.
Yep.
Can you give us a sense of scale when you do your study about how much that affects the region? I mean, is it 10%? Is it 100%?
Oh, no. You very know, small. It's a MRF.
Well, that's what really,
we can look at that. We'll bring
I
it back.
Suspected that, but I think we ought to be clear what we're really getting.
Well, part of, not to get into this stuff, because I spent 7 years of my life in a previous life on this. John mentions a fundamental problem, which is the market for recyclables. And MRFs, like the USA facility, are much better at getting recyclables out of the trash, but if you don't have a market, so anyway, we'll bring back an answer to your question, but I'm just saying it's a very complex issue.
If I may, Madam Chair, I just, and I know I'm late to this discussion, but the way it's really going to impact immediately is that the Murphy Road operation that serves the region now is going to become a transfer facility, and this will likely likely transfer to the new facility.
Right.
Because the transfer operations MIRA has just awarded to MRR or Murphy, USA.
USA, yeah.
Yeah. So there will be a direct impact. At least our recyclables will be handled theoretically state of the art. To Lyle's point, the markets being so poor, what happens after that is another issue.
Just for historical information, the town of East Hartford broached the subject of pay as you throw, and again, got my head handed to me on a plate. All right, so no action on that, but further
discussion. Marsha, Tony has a question.
Yes, Tony.
First of all, I want to say I'm so glad to hear that other places are concerned about this. I thought it was my naivete as a new mayor to know that, notice that there didn't seem to be an answer for what you do when mayor goes away. So I'm really glad that other people are concerned about it as well. But the other thing, I just want to say Mansfield's had pay-as-you-go for years. I just don't understand why people are upset about it.
It's a mystery.
There is some very successful towns that are using it. Thank you, Tony, for those comments. So moving on, we have a action item on the capital partnership dissolution. And for that purpose, is Pauline.
So the capital partnership was formed, as far as I can tell, because pre me, in 2003-2004. There is a separate bank account. It's a separate entity, or considered a separate entity, made up of the member organizations that you see listed in the resolution, in addition to other members, but these were the paying members. And it has been dormant for the past, at least the past 10 years, probably more like the past 14, 15 years. And so we would like to just dissolve that bank account and return the funds to those invoice paying members in equal proportions. And whatever else is necessary for that.
Any discussion? Is there bylaws or anything to that that indicate that it would be returned to them?
I could not find any bylaws, just not anything that I could find, documentation. There may have been at the time, or some sorts of agreements, but since,
Madam Chair, this is Peter Souza. Quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a, I don't recall this organization and the partnership. What was the intent of the partnership, and should the funds maybe go towards the original intent?
Pauline,
you're muted.
Sorry about that. This came about after the Millennium Report in 1999-2000 in Hartford, and the idea was to get regional organizations together to work together on things like shared asset districts, which went to the legislature a number of times and failed. It was basically to advance the region economically and socially. This was an informal partnership. It's not a legal entity. That was, I think, the basis of our recommendation to go just simply divide the funds and remove it rather than for us to keep them. We're certainly open to other thoughts. But basically, it's an informal partnership. Came out of the 1999 Millennium Project. This is, I think, we thought the fairest way of tidying up our books, frankly.
Is there another way that you could ask them to, if there's a regional way to use the money towards something else, to another effort?
There's no one to ask, Madam Chair. I mean, the board could simply assert that, and we could indicate that we were doing it. That would be at your pleasure. But there's no entity to talk to anymore.
Pay as you throw trash collection.
or counseling for elected officials that have brought pay as you throw forward.
I think Chris needs to get the biggest share.
Yeah, counseling for pay as you throw. There we go. But we thought this would be just a clean, tidy effort, and it's a relatively small amount of money. But if the board has other thoughts, we're certainly open to it. But there is no entity to talk to at the moment, and we thought this would be the tidiest way to take care of it. But,
why don't we rename it as the Hartford 400 Project?
They got, yeah, never
use
mind.
The money for that.
Yeah, there we go. They have $400,000 already. Thank you.
Well, my point is that maybe we do share with them that this money was sitting out there, and would they allow Prague to keep it to put it towards some regional effort?
Well, one option would be to send a letter to each of these participants saying, here's the amount, and two options. One is we could dedicate it to our regional economic development strategy update, or we could simply divide it up and send you a check, and we could simply ask and see what they say. That would be an option.
We could give them the option for it, and if they want the money, give them the money, and if they want to donate it to the SEDS update, then, or say use it towards the SEDS update, then we'd have a record of that, and we would put it towards that. That would work.
Could you send them 10 years of back dues?
Invoices for 10 years of back dues? We could try that.
Yeah.
MDC style.
Charge it all of this balance for administrative oversight of it.
There we go.
Anyways, I think it would be worthy of asking them if they wanted to be part of putting it towards the SEDS. I think that's a great regional effort that perhaps, I don't know how anyone else feels.
I'll move that.
That makes sense. Do you need a motion, or can the staff just do it?
I think we could do it, unless you want to put a motion on record.
Let's put a motion on record. Just
okay. So the motion to the effect of Prague staff will be directed to communicate with the participants in the partnership and offer them the option of either return of their share of the balance or dedication of their share to the update of the regional economic development strategy.
And they would be recognized as contributors to it, right?
Yes, as a donation, as a recognized as contributor to that effort, yes.
So moved by Chip, second?
I second.
Wow. That's happening again. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we have John Coleman up for Chip amendments.
I thought I'd defer to Chip on this one.
No.
Madam Chair, we have a whole series of TIP amendments, none of them controversial but one. I'll come to that in a minute. And the Transportation Committee has reviewed all of them. At the time the committee reviewed them on Monday, they approved all of them and recommended same to the policy board, with the understanding that there might be some separate action on item 10C, which is one of the traffic control signal replacements at various locations. This location happens to be at an intersection in New Britain, and the city of New Britain has requested that the policy board defer action on this one because they have been having some challenges in coordinating with CONDOT and getting responses from CONDOT regarding some concerns and recommendations that the city has for this particular intersection. So my motion would be to approve, the policy board approve all of the TIP amendments except item 10C.
Second.
Any further discussion? If none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. Thank you. The next, we have a memo regarding congestion mitigation and air quality program. And for the purposes of that discussion,
I'm going to let Rob do that for him.
Yep.
Please.
Sure. We had a solicitation for CMAQ funding, came out through the Department of Transportation. There are funds available for various regions to go out and solicit our towns, and we did so. At the prior Transportation Committee meeting, we approved a selection criteria. We are allowed to submit 5 projects to the DOT, and we received exactly 5 applications, which makes it fairly straightforward. We did rank them according to our criteria, but that is mainly in order to select 5 in case we got, you know, more than 5. So the rankings are a bit moot except for the regional significance ranking, which was one part of this. The remainder of the, all these, when they go to CONDOT, will be ranked independently by CONDOT, except for that regional significance ranking, which they'll utilize CROG's ranking of that. So really what we're here to do is to endorse sending those five projects to DOT, prioritized as follows. There were five, Hartford being the first priority, Canton, then West Hartford, East Hartford, and New Britain. As mentioned, CONDOT's going to be independently ranking these against all projects statewide, and the only ranking that CROG did that will impact their ranking and their selection would be the regional significance. So these are not guaranteed funding. They have to compete statewide, but we want authorization to send these over to CONDOT.
I would so move, Madam Chair.
Second.
Second. Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Moving on. Kathy, is she on? Do we have a legislative update?
I am. They have been meeting sporadically in session, doing a few bills. I think you got the information the other day. Or last week on the changes they made to the police bill, passed both chambers, waiting for the governor's signature, no anticipation of any problems there. The committees have started to hit their deadlines. The smaller committees are done, and some of the others are this week going into next week. The money committees in judiciary are the latest, the last committees to JF. So the public hearing process is winding down. and some of the big things are so far not touched. Legalizing marijuana has not really come together. They're still talking about doing it. You've probably read there is, I don't want to say a commitment, Democratic leadership has said they will not be reopening the building for a number of reasons. There are a lot of younger members who aren't eligible yet for vaccines. And even given that, there are fire department regulations on occupancy. And if they were to strictly abide by that, they'd really be limiting public access to the building. And I suspect there's no real good way to do that. Matt Ritter actually sort of rhetorically said, what would we do, hold a lottery on who could get into the building at various times. So as of right now, there's no intention to open the building, and everything is done this way via Zoom. The committee, I don't know if any of you all have watched committees ending when they're doing vote counts. It is long, long, and painful. God bless these clerks that are required to be available in front of their computer until whatever they decide votes close. So things are heading towards that little bit of a lull when the majority of the committees have JF'd. We're not quite there yet, but slowing down a little bit. And nothing yet on budget. Appropriations subcommittees are meeting on the budget, but Connecticut fiscally is in pretty good shape with very, very large rainy day fund and the federal funds that have already come in and that are coming in. So that is not going to be a reason for not doing some of the things that are in front of them. Just not much indication of which direction they want to go.
Questions for Kathy?
Yes. Kathy, John Elsesser. When is the appropriations deadline?
It's not in front of me. Hold on, I had it up.
Just helpful for us when we working on finishing up our budgets to know where they may end up.
Right. Let me just pull it up.
Thank you.
It's appropriations, finance, and then April 23rd. So they've got a ways to go.
Yeah, that won't help us. Thank you.
Yeah, the bill on trying to better align it with municipal budgets didn't go anywhere.
Any other questions for Kathy? Seeing none, thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, I think we've lost our presenter for today.
Oh, okay. That's fine. We're at an hour. was she on and then stepped ahead or never got on?
Nope. We'll figure out what happened.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other business to come before the board? Seeing none, I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
John and Chip. Thank you all, and have a wonderful holiday. Thank you.
Can you stick around for 1 second, Mayor? Can you stick around for 1 sec? Okay, thanks.
Bye, everyone.